Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And running on this Saturday night, Sunday morning. I'm not sure what it is. Decide for yourself. I'm not the boss of you. Welcome in. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. Back at it again. I've got you for the next 5 hours. We go until 6 a.m. or until we figure out what the heck is wrong with the New York Mets. So we'll be doing it until 6. We might have to go beyond 6 with the Mets problems these days. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number to call. And, man, do we have enough talk to talk about tonight? Do we have enough on the plate? We'll get to the Yankees. Everybody is back on the bandwagon. So you're telling me there's a chance. It's amazing how fickle you all are. Yankees, another sensational win against the Red Sox at Fenway. So plenty to discuss there. We'll get to the football at some point because even after one game, just one game for the Jets, one game for the Giants, there is so much to talk about with both of those clubs. It's absolutely fascinating. Just one game. That's all it takes. That's the difference between the NFL and all the other sports. That's what they got going for them. It's like concentrated down. You get one game in baseball, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. The NFL, one game matters. And the Jets and Giants, certainly we will focus on them. We'll get into week two around the league. I'll get picks. We got a lot of stuff to do there. The polar opposite of power rankings, which is all a big rage. So we'll get to that too. We got a lot to get into. But I guess we have to start with the smoldering wreckage of what is happening in Queens, New York. We have to start with the New York Mets. And you know, a couple of years ago, I'm not sure if it was the final year of Gase or the first year of Sala. And let's be honest, with the Jets, all those years kind of blend together after a while. But when they were going through it, and it was another lost season, and you just knew it was going absolutely no place, I happened upon a phrase to kind of describe the fiasco that was the Jets. And that phrase was, they weren't just regular bad then. The Jets were so bad, but you had to see it to believe it. That's how bad they were. You couldn't really even describe it properly. You had to be there to get it. You had to see it to believe it. I don't think anyone copyrighted it. But if they did, the 2025 New York Mets should absolutely steal that slogan. Last year, the Mets were all about OMG. This year, the Mets are all about WTF. And yes, absolutely, you have to see it to believe it. 8 straight losses, 21 and 31 in the second half. And since their high water mark on June 12th, they are now, let me do the math, 21 and carry the one, 21 and a billion. I mean, it is at, you have to see it to believe it. Two nights ago, I mean, it's amazing. They are amazing. You have to hand it to them. They are their name. They are amazing. Not necessarily in a good way. Two nights ago, I don't have time to recap the whole losing streak. We only have 5 hours. Two nights ago, Mets coming off five straight losses, right? Getting absolutely housed by the Phillies. Embarrassed. They get their pants pulled down by the Phillies. 21-6, they got outscored in the other games. They go out and immediately score four runs in the first inning. And you think to yourself, all right, solid start. That's the way you snap out of a losing skid. That's how you get rolling. That's how you get a feel-good vibe around the team. Snap out of it. But no, they don't get another hit. They don't get another base runner for the rest of the game. I have been watching baseball since I was 7 years old. I've never seen that before. It's never happened before. Think about that in baseball. 30 teams playing 162 games every single year. And it's never happened in baseball before. You score four runs in the first inning and you never get another base runner. And you lose. You have to see it to believe it. That's what I mean. Then the very next night, after getting just destroyed by the Phillies, embarrassed against your division rival, quote unquote, I use the air quotes there, division rival. The very next night, Jacob DeGrom back in town, first time since leaving for Texas. And the Rangers score six in the first. DeGrom had never gotten that kind of support in the first inning in any start in his career with the Mets. It never happened. And did you see the clip of the DJ at Citi Field? Oh my, that was high comedy. Rangers go out, score six in the first. The ballpark is like a morgue. It's like a funeral parlor. And the DJ comes, hey, who's ready to raise the roof?
Citi Field, let's go out and get this party started. Back with
Yeah. Isn't there somebody in operations who tells the DJ, you know what, maybe we pack it in for the night. Or you know what, don't do anything in the first. We'll pay you. Don't worry. We got Steve Cohen's money. The money, we set it on fire over here. But just, you know, just lay low. We'll let you know if we need you. Be on standby. How about that? Be on standby. DJ was getting paid. He was making sure. Pack it, like, read the room, buddy. People are crying. They got rally shoes in the outfield. They're desperate over at Citi Field. Somebody's got to be able to tell. But that's what I mean. You got to see it to believe it. And then today, it was the perfect example of when things are going wrong, there's nothing you can count on. Absolutely nothing. What has everybody been screaming about? Screaming about for the last, you know, eight games now. And really longer than that, but certainly the last eight games. The biggest problem with the New York Mets. Starting pitching. Starting pitching. The pitching doesn't give us a chance. The offense is feeling the pressure because the pitching is not going to go five innings. The pitching is going to get us behind right away. We can't rely on the pitching. And then what happens? Brandon Sproat, rookie, goes out there. Pitches lights out. Six innings, six hits, no walks. And the Mets actually go out and score a run. Now, it was only one run at the time, but hey, it's something. When you get one run and the starter is actually doing his job, you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, just get me to Edwin Diaz, right? That's the one person everybody's been talking about during this losing skid. We can't even get to Diaz. We never have a lead. If we could only get to Edwin Diaz, that's the one reliever you could trust. And then he coughs it up, not once, but twice. And the eighth inning, gave up the ground rule double. You actually caught a break on that. It went over the wall. You might have lost right then and there. And then in the ninth, coughs it up again. Francisco Lindor can't catch a ball. Wyatt Langford, over the last like week, had been hitting 056. 056. And of course, boom, right away. Turns it around, right back at you. Run scores. Mets in the ninth. 1-2-3. 8 straight losses. And at that time, out of the final wild card. And you're thinking to yourself, this team, the second highest payroll in baseball, fresh off a trip to the National League Championship Series, they go out and they bring in Juan Soto. How can it be possible? And the Mets, they don't just find ways to lose. They invent them. They conjure them out of thin air. And today, made mistakes everywhere. Brett Beatty getting picked off second base. Where are you going? Where do you think you're going? Eighth inning rally starting with catcher's interference. If you were writing a baseball movie and you had to make it that the team was doing really bad, it's so bad that in the one scene, the rally of the other team starts with a catcher's. You would never write that. It's ridiculous. Nobody would believe it. That's how it started today. You got to see it to believe it. You got to see it to believe it. 888-808-1019. So the Mets now 0-63 in games when they trail after the eighth inning. The last time they won a game in the ninth was Pete Alonso's home run against the Brewers. So I've heard a lot of terms and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019 to describe what's going on with the Mets. It's a meltdown. It's a free fall. It's a collapse. A franchise, and Met fans would know about collapses, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You can't call it a collapse. Collapses happen quickly. Implosions are almost immediate. I saw the King Dome when they imploded the King Dome right away. They hit a switch. It was gone. That's an implosion. Devin Williams. Those are implosions. Those happen fast. You blink and it happens. That's not this. So look, Met fans, I'm here for you. Because the last time I was on was last Friday. And back then, the perspective of hindsight, I said I wouldn't even consider the possibility that the Mets were going to miss the play. Some people had said, you know, that it's going bad, it's going wrong, they're going to miss the playoffs. And I would not even allow that to take root as a conversation starter because it's too implausible. There's no way that could happen. Be realistic. I understand you're a fan. You're tied in. You're reeling and rolling with the punches as best you can. And sometimes as a fan, you get a little hysterical. But be realistic. They're not going to miss out on the playoffs. To who? The Reds? To who? The Giants? And of course, they've not won a single game since. So, nailed it. But I'm here. But look. A good friend, they don't always have the right advice, but they're always there for you. So I am here for you, Met fans. 888-808-1019. And we've got 5 hours. And I was thinking, since we have 5 hours, you realize there are five stages of grief. And maybe we should kind of plot it out one stage per hour. Like we dedicate one stage per hour. Like the first stage is generally denial. So if you're a Met fan and you cannot believe that your team, your franchise, who Steve Cohen, when he walked in the door, said 5 years, I expect to win a World Series. And here you are, holding on for grim death, trying to hold on to the final wild card, battling teams like the Reds and the Giants. That can't be. I was in denial last week, apparently. This would be your first. The first hour is when you want to get in. 888-808-1019. This will be the denial hour. Second stage is anger. I think that's my favorite stage. I generally, in terms of a sports fan, I tend to stay in anger. It's one I kind of enjoy. I do well there. So maybe the second hour we'll focus on the angry Met fans, which I get a feeling we might have to extend that second hour. Maybe we should make that the first hour. I'm not sure. The third hour would be bargaining. That's the third stage. Now, you can combine your anger in the third hour about David Stearns and his bargaining at the trade deadline and how every single deal he made was terrible. That fits into bargaining. Stage four is depression. I get the feeling that will be an overriding theme throughout the rest of the night. And then the final hour, we will somehow, against all odds, get to acceptance. I have suggested that Pablo Torre next finds out what the hell's going on with the Mets. That's my suggestion. That's a podcast right there. Now, I get the feeling we're probably going to get bogged down in anger at 888-808-1019. And the fact that I know all five stages off the top of my head tells you a lot about where I am as a sports fan. But what is the worst? And make no mistake, this, if it happens. Now, look, everybody was losing their minds when the Mets went out and lost the way they did today. And look, this is when you're talking about finding ways to lose. This is a new one, finding ways to lose. Catcher's interference, getting picked off second base, like the mistakes. Not hitting again. Nobody can apparently hit on the team. The team is getting paid $300+ million and nobody can hit on the team? But if it happens, and again, this is just, we're just speculating right now. We don't know. We still have, look at the things that have happened in the last week. We can't predict what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks when it comes to Mets baseball. If I would have told you last week that this, when I signed off on Friday, I said, you know what, I'm going to be on next Saturday and the Mets are not going to win another game before then. Maybe Met fans would have believed me, but it's a lot of stuff that happens. You miss a week, you miss a lot. But if it happens, just to get out in front of it, this will be the greatest embarrassment in the history of a Mets organization. To have six playoff teams, to spend almost $340 million, and you don't even make the playoffs? You don't even make the playoffs? That would be on an epic scale, even for an organization that's known about September collapses, to think that you could have something. Like if there were a book about bad Jet head coaches, to think that you could get somebody who would overtake everybody else to be the worst of all time, it would seem impossible. That book has one chapter. It's Adam Gase from start. It details the opening press conference with the eyes, the memes with the tacos dancing around. But I digress. If the Mets somehow fail to make the playoffs this year, it will be a different level. Because again, why it's the worst is not just all the other stuff that everybody points out, all the playoff teams, the fact that you went to the NLCS. This was supposed to be a different day. This was supposed to be a different time. This was no longer the old days, right? The bad old days of the Wilpons. This was Steve Cohen. This was David Stearns. Fleetwood Mac is singing in the background, "Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone." And yet, somehow, it's possible. It's within the range of possibilities that the Mets could possibly blow this. Now, everybody was losing their minds when the Mets lost to the Rangers the way they did. The good news you have going for you is you're going up against two really bad teams. That's your competition. And there's a very good chance that whoever wins that third National League wild card is going to be the last team in the National League that finishes above 500 for the season. That's where we're at. The Mets might not even finish above 500, and they're spending $340 million? So I've heard a lot of people, fans, hosts, media, refer to the Mets as going through a collapse. No, this is a disintegration. Collapses, instant. Implosions, fast. You blink, you miss them. And I think what we really have to get down to, and I think that we're all trying to figure out answers, and I certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. It seems, as we get more evidence about this over the course of a 162-game season, the team's just not very good. I mean, the Mets have been one of the worst teams in baseball since June 12th. Think about how long ago June 12th was. That was the beginning of the summer. The kids were still probably going to school last year. They're already back in school this year. You know, back on June 12th, the Stanley Cup playoffs were still going on. The NBA Finals had not been decided yet. And since that point, the Mets have been one of the worst teams in baseball. Not inconsistent, not disappointing, terrible. One of the worst teams in a sport where there are organizations who are not trying to win. So I think we're all trying to figure out, oh, is it the pitching? Is it this? Is it that? Well, I think the overarching theme is the team's not very good. And that's on one guy. That is on David Stearns. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Now, look, the Giants, they lost. They had a 4-0 lead, lost to the Dodgers. 13-7. The Reds, they can't get out of their own way. They can't beat the A's. This is the team you're worried about? So when I came on last time, I would have told you 100% certainty Mets are making the playoffs. I have to take the evidence into account, and the evidence tells you the Mets are a terrible team. They're not very good. But I still kind of think they're going to make the playoffs. Now, the issue is not, is the team going to, it shouldn't even be the question if they're going to make, the making the playoffs was supposed to be guaranteed. When you get there, that's another whole set of problems. But right now, even with all the negativity, and I want to hear from the Met fans, 888-808-1019, you still have to think that the Mets have the inside track. You would still rather be in the Mets position than in either the Giants or the Reds. Can we stop talking about the Reds? I mean, the Reds are not... meet me halfway across the sky here, as Kenny Loggins once said. Could you make it at least interesting? You've lost two in a row to the A's. You should be eliminated automatically at that point from the playoff conversation. But it's going to be a wild finish to the regular season. But I get all the negativity, and I revel. As a Yankee fan, I revel in the negativity. Misery loves company, and I'm miserable 99% of the time. I root for the Miami Dolphins. What do you expect from me? But even with all the negativity, you have to admit to yourself deep down, chances are the Mets are, of those three teams, the Mets are still probably the best of the three. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. My name is Gordon Damer, taking you up until 6, so we got lots of stuff to do. We got 5 hours to do it, but coming up, we'll hear from the Met fans, and we take you up until 6 right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.